Nicely with Martin Besser.
I suppose these days you've got to be very, very savvy and conscious about what is a scam and what isn't. Unfortunately, it's easier to spot some than others, especially when it comes to tax affairs.
Yeah.
You can get an SMS from SARS, South African Revenue Services. Is it a... Do you follow it up? Do you call the number? Do you believe what they're telling you, or don't you? I know you don't want to, but these are important questions. On the line, our guest is Professor Basie van Solms at the Center for Cybersecurity, University Johannesburg, as I have it. Professor, good morning.
Good morning to you and the listeners.
Are you good? Are you good? Happy Monday?
Yes, we're starting a good new week. We hope it works out fine.
If you work for a center for cybersecurity, are you naturally quite a suspicious person?
I'm paranoid about that, in the sense that I don't trust anything that I receive on a smartphone. Okay. I'm not part of any social network or social platform or anything because I don't trust it. So, yes, I'm a little bit on the... full left side of the spectrum.
Okay, cool.
I hear you. Now, firstly, is there a SARS, South African Revenue Services, scam going around?
Is the sun shining outside?
It's a yes.
That's absolutely. You know, it's not only SARS, but SARS specifically. This is the time of the year where everybody's expecting something back, and the cyber criminals are more than aware of that. So, yes, the answer is yes, and there are scams going about investments and everything. So, SARS is just one of them, but yes, it is active at the moment.
In which forms? I mean, I know that I've got a colleague who received an SMS. The SMS was quite short and very direct. It said, please urgently call us, RE or SARS individual account, which didn't seem as professional and formal as it should be. It sounds like a scam, right?
Well, yes. I think the problem is, yes, they're using SMSs, and they're using phone calls, and they're using email messages. So all types of attack methods are being used, and I think the listener must be aware of that. And the fact is, Martin, that with artificial intelligence, these scams are becoming so unbelievably professional that really, you know, you can't say this is a genuine one and this is not a genuine. You can't compare anymore because it's absolutely as genuine. It in all ways looks like the real one. So, yes, that happens. And the only hint, there's just one hint that I always give to everybody. Don't react on it. Put down the phone. Remove the email message and remove the SMS and phone SARS directly or whoever is going sending the email. Make the contact from your side to the specific company or bank and inquire, but do not react on the message.
Okay. So I was just about to ask you, what do you do? So you don't phone the number given to you on the SMS or the email. You don't click through the link that was given to you on the SMS, WhatsApp, or email. You go and search for the company's detail, the bank, or SARS in this case. Go and search for their email, their legitimate email online on their official website, and then you contact them there and find out whether it's legitimate or not.
You've got an A on this exam, very differently.
Akers by a blade, Professor.
That is obsolete. That is absolutely the correct way. The fact is, don't go and look for the number. Have the number, the fraud number of your bank on your cell phone. Always fraud number of SARS or anybody. Don't use the number on the email, as you said, but make sure you've got the correct one. Phone them and don't react on anything else. How well and how nice and how promising it looks.
Who's got the time for that?
To keep the numbers on your phone.
No, to phone people to see if it's legitimate. Don't you just ignore it until something really hectic happens.
Yeah, until like they come to your
wait
house.
For the drama.
That's the point. If SARS are really, if they really want to put your money anyway, remember they've got your bank account. So there's no way they're going to ask you or go to a link or provide your bank account, they've got it already. So why will they send you an email? So just sit back, delete it, and something will come into your bank account or something will not. But you will not be worth it.
Just a quick other one. Is there a specific other scam going around that you particularly see catching people?
The big one, or one of the big ones, are these investment ones where they start using the very advanced artificial intelligence technologies like deep fakes and deep voices and deep face profiles, where you actually get an advert where a very well-known person will tell you that he's providing this money or this investment product, and you can make so much within a week or 2 weeks, whatever it is. But that's all fake. And there are some recent ones which went around of very, very well-known people in South Africa. Don't trust it. Go back and try to do some research. For example, if you go to the SARS website yourself, you'll see there's a scam email address where you can contact them. There's a whole list of recent scams listed on the SARS website. Oh. So just go there, do some research, and if you haven't got the time, then you must be willing to lose some money through the scam.
Professor, thank you. Wise words this morning. I appreciate your time a whole lot. Thank you for joining us and clarifying.
Sleep lightly because they're looking after us. They're coming for us.
Professor Solms, it was a pleasure speaking to you. Thank you, sir. Cheers. Have a good day.
You have a nice week.
You too. Bye-bye. We'll put that up on podcast for you, audio on demand, so you can go and share it along as well. Thank you very much to Professor Solms there, cyber security expert at University of Johannesburg.
You're with your own family. Breakfast with Martin Bester.